Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
95608.
95608. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's see. Give me a moment. And now one of the supervisors over the floor.
9608. I left it at Walmart.
Can I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Darlene Odell. O D E L L.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes?
5418 Woodley Drive, Carmichael, California.
Thank you.
That's a lot to charge for something.
$67, I know. You need to find out where it is. Have you ordered some beauty stuff or anything that you think of?
Give me one moment.
If I ordered anything, it would be through Amazon.
I don't know.
No, that's
okay,
what I'm saying.
Okay. So I see here an order was done on November 14 for $5.74 per tablet. Do you recall placing this order, ma'am?
No. What I'm asking about, that I'm concerned about, on November 19, 2022, for $67.32, it was at a useful.
Someone got down here. Someone she's talking about.
Yeah. It was for $67.32.
Okay, I'm asking, do you recall placing an order on November 14 for $5.74?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you're saying
I'm not saying I didn't. I just don't remember doing it.
Okay.
Can you tell me what the product is?
It was for a tablet, ma'am.
A tablet.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a writing tablet? Is that what you're saying?
A tablet.
She's got a damn tablet. Does she show this one?
Do you show 6732 for
yes.
The same company? You do.
Correct.
And what is this for?
What kind of company is this?
Ask me what the six, if it shows.
Who's going to ask me questions? Because I hear both of y'all. Like, I can't.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's just, I can only talk.
I'm sorry, too. I just want to know, can you tell me what kind of company this is?
So we sell gadgets online, ma'am.
Okay.
And this order was done online on November 14 for $5.74.
But do you have a charge?
Yes, I have advised you we have a charge for $67.32. But
so,
I have to ask you if you do recall that order for that tablet.
No, I do not.
Okay.
No, I do not.
So if you don't recall that order, what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud that will fall for a pending investigation. False claims
okay.
of fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay with you, ma'am?
Yes. Wait a
okay.
minute. Wait a minute. What, honey? What?
We need this one.
That's what she's talking about.
I'm sorry. I thought she said the 507. I'm
no,
sorry.
You're talking about the 6732, correct?
For everything on the account.
Yeah, for it. Okay. All right, can we do that?
Give me one moment. Let me complete the claim.
Okay.
Yes, that's why I only like one person talking. So
no,
I won't
okay.
get confused.
Sorry.
And that person, yes, because it happens. I understand. It's a little frustrating, but yeah, I only need one person talking.
I'm getting very scared.
I can't find
that credit card.
I understand. That's why, because I can't talk to two customers, and then one customer says this, and then another customer says this. So it doesn't work out that well. Okay. Okay, so your account is canceled. Like that's fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. The claim
okay,
has been sent over. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
The claim has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address. On my side, I have processed you full refunds of both charges for the $5.74 plus the 60. How much is it? Let me see. 66, 65, let me see. It's loading. I'm gonna give you the dollar amount, so it'll be stated in our recorded call. Give me one moment. Sorry, it's just the system. For $67.32 and $5.74, you'll receive refunds in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No. So far, I don't think so. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You have a wonderful evening.
You too, and thank you for calling customer care.
Bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.
Honey?